Welcome to Pop Culture Roulette for all your pop culture needs. We're America's podcast. All right, welcome everybody. Part two, we'll get to here in a second, but I'd like to introduce here for a good time, not a long time, Jeremy.
All right.
And here for a long time, but definitely never a good time, Justin.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been busy this weekend, so I didn't have a chance to come up with anything. And that's just the first thing I thought of, and it was dumb. And I should
What?
retire. I should retire the zinger thing, but I'm not going to because
What is the other one? It's been real. It's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun.
something like that. So hopefully you guys enjoyed our first episode on the others. This week we are going to do Marvel. I think we're going to be a little bit more into this one because most all of these characters I'm not going to have to describe or remind you of who they are. Before we get to them, I might have to tell you who some of the actors are, or, get into depth on to where they came from in the first place. But just as a quick reminder as of the rules, we are leaving off animated. We are leaving off child to adult transitions. And for this one, I've also going to have to add we're leaving off fan films. So if it was not an official Marvel release, we're not talking about it. So like all those little fan films that they make for Spider-Man or any number of like when they do like Predator versus Wolverine or whatever clips on YouTube, we're not talking about them. We're keeping it to just official Marvel release.
Got it.
So let us get started with the probably the most well-known of all. Because in the pantheon of comic book characters, when you talk to people who aren't necessarily nerds like the three of us are, there are three comic book characters that are going to be more recognized than anybody else. Batman,
Mario.
I said comic book, not video game. You've got Batman, Superman, and then Spider-Man. Those are pretty much number one, two, and three. It might not be. I think people might recognize more characters now than they would have 20 years ago before the MCU really got kicking off. Because, back then, like people knew who I don't know if everybody necessarily knew who Iron Man was. I mean, Iron Man was not the C-list that everybody says he was, but he wasn't necessarily as well known as Spider-Man. With that being said, they first threw Spider-Man into a TV show called The Electric Company. In 1974, it was a non-speaking role. Electric Company is also what gave us Morgan Freeman. It was kind of a precursor to Sesame Street.
All right.
He was played by a Danny Segrin. Then in 1977, we had a live-action TV movie followed by the TV series, Nicholas Hammond. There was also a 78 series. Now, this one I did debate on. Because it does kind of break one of my rules that I set up that it has to be the same, like it has to be Peter Parker, Spider-Man. So like Bruce Wayne, Batman kind of thing. We'll get to that more next week than or when we get to the DC series. But there was a Japanese series that was pretty influential and a lot of people talk about it. And I'm going to butcher this name. I don't think I'm going to do very badly with the rest of these, but this name for sure, Kosuke Kiyama. There was a
Oh.
Japanese series that is there's a fascinating documentary on Disney Plus about the 78 Superman. Wow. I'm talking about Marvel and all I want to say is Batman. The fast Spider-Man series because it is it's batshit insane. It's out there. Like Spider-Man gets his powers from aliens. Like it just it's but it's I don't know if I want to watch the series, but the documentary was fascinating. And then, of course, we have Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and now Tom Holland.
Okay.
I figured really there's only going to be three of the six of men who played live action Spider-Man that we're going to have to debate and really talk about. Because I'm aware of Nicholas Hammond. Like, I knew that Spider-Man series existed, but I have never really watched it. So for me, anyway, like, I'm either going Tobey Maguire or Tom Holland. I haven't quite narrowed it down yet. I mean, those Tobey Maguire movies, the Sam Raimi movies, were so good. Well, two of them. But Tom Holland is just, I mean, he's done it more than Tobey Maguire has now. But man, he's so good at Spider-Man and Peter Parker. Which where
You didn't like Andrew Garfield.
No, I did not buy Andrew Garfield's Peter Parker. He was too pretty.
All
He
right.
was
But I
he was
believe we're talking about Spider-Man, not Peter Parker here.
Well, I mean, it's the same. I mean, it's intrinsically the same person. I mean, Batman.
Well, you could say there's better Batman than Bruce Wayne's, which we might get into when the DC one comes
Well, yeah,
up.
and a couple in next week or the week after, whenever we get to the DC one,
So
that will be
why
in
can't
debate.
you
But
said this was a better Peter Parker than this guy, but this is a better Spider-Man?
and I mean, it's like, I don't know. Like, I also think I prefer, like, I don't know. Those two Spider-Man movies that Andrew Garfield did are not super high on my list.
No, they're not good movies, but he wasn't
Yeah.
bad at the role.
No, but I think that Tom Holland is just far better than Andrew Garfield. For me anyway, I could be wrong. What do you guys think? I think the debate is between Tobey Maguire and Tom Holland.
I mean, I think Tom Holland probably is the all-around better one, but I still think Andrew Garfield needs some credit.
Tobey Maguire.
What's your take on Andrew Garfield, Jeremy?
I liked him. I thought he was a good Spider-Man.
The movies themselves weren't good. Like, I think if he had a better movie, better writing, better directing, he would have been fine.
I liked the second one.
I had a harder time buying him more so when he was Peter Parker. I mean, I guess that's because I see those two characters as the same. Like, I mean, it's obviously always the same guy, but I had a harder time buying that he was the nerdy, struggling teenager that both of the other two have pulled off. That, you know, like, I don't know. I think I'm gonna go Tom Holland. I think that the last couple Spider-Man movies were just so good. I mean, Homecoming, No Way Home, Far From Home, Civil War. You know, it's hard for me to go again. I mean, you know, I feel like that's going to come up time and time again, that just the current run of MCU movies are so much better. But I don't know. I
You
mean,
have
but
some recency bias.
I do have some recency bias. I have rewatched those Spider-Man movies though, with Tobey Maguire, and they do for the most part hold up, except for the third one. But you know, that's a whole nother debate. I don't think that's necessarily Sam Raimi's fault. But this isn't Let's Talk About Spider-Man. This is Talk About Everybody. So.
Should have started with an easier one.
So where do you vote then, Justin?
Tom Holland. Might be some recency bias in there. I did not like the third Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire.
Not a lot of people did that, you know, there's a reason for that. But okay, so now we're going to skip into the Spider-Man characters. We're going to stay with Aunt May. So in the 77 TV movie with Nicholas Hammond, she was played by an actress named Miss Jeff Donnell, which required me to do a lot of research, and she decided to change her name to Jeff. She always referred to her, I mean, yeah, it's a bizarre name to choose for an actress in 77, but that's what she chose. I couldn't find, I mean, I don't remember now what her real name was, but that's she just chose to call herself Jeff.
My
But
name is
when it
Jeff.
moved over to the series, it became Irene Tedrow. Then we have now. I feel like I already know how this vote's going to go.
Yeah, probably.
But we have a very different Aunt May in all three versions of we have the classic Aunt May of Rosemary Harris, the elderly woman who is, you know, very loving, but she's, you know, also very old. Then you get a little younger, maybe above middle age, but definitely still older, Sally Field. And then we have Marissa
Yes.
Tomei. So I think based on how we were voting on, or how Jeremy was voting last week, based on Archie characters, I think I know how we're voting here, but let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Where are you going with this one?
Well, the Aunt May from the Raimi Spider-Man movies were what she was actually really good. But you're right. I'm gonna vote for Tomei.
I'm going to second that.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and third that, but that's, I mean, that's one of those that I was like, I
That's
could
either
probably
here
just,
nor there.
I figured I could just go ahead and circle that one as the, you know. Okay, then for some reason, all the previous series ignored pretty much every other character. So we have to get, we go right from all of that back right into the Sam Raimi movies with Uncle Ben, who, as we have previously discussed, no one ever really dies in comics unless you're Uncle Ben. He was played by Cliff Robertson in the Sam Raimi movies, and then Martin Sheen took over in the Andrew Garfield movies, and
I would go with Martin Sheen in this one.
okay.
Cliff.
Yeah, I was going to go Cliff as well. I mean, I feel like they gave him a little bit more to do. I mean, Martin Sheen might be the better actor, but
That's how I'm voting.
and then we have the Green Goblin, aka Norman Osborn. We have William Dafoe, or I'm sorry, not William Dafoe, Willem
Willem.
Dafoe, Willem, in the Sam Raimi movies and in the MCU. And then we have Chris Cooper in the Andrew Garfield movies.
I think this one's pretty easy.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
think.
Wisconsin zone.
Okay, Wisconsin zone. We'll go ahead and give him a clean sweep then. All right, now we're on to the son of Green Goblin, Harry Osborn. We have James Franco in the Tobey Maguire movies and Dane DeHaan in the Andrew Garfield movies.
James
Franco.
I think that's another clean sweep for Franco.
Clean sweep for Franco. Okay. All right.
I don't know where he's from, so I can't say.
All right. Now, this one I might have to explain a little bit. In the Sam Raimi movies, in the Tobey Maguire movies, Dylan Baker was playing a character named Kurt Connors, who, had we gotten Spider-Man 4, would have become the Lizard. But throughout the movies, he was only ever just Kurt Connors. Now, in the Andrew Garfield movies, Reese Ifans actually became the Lizard. So, but he was also Kurt Connors. So that's why it might be difficult to say, because Dylan Baker never got the chance to actually become the Lizard, but that's who he was. That's who he did play that character in the movies.
And was he in both of them?
I want to say I know for a fact that he was in one. I want to say he was in two of the Sam Raimi movies. That's why it was one of those, like, they were setting it up for him to become the Lizard.
I might go with Reese Hans on this one. Is that his name? Reese? Riss?
Reese Ifans,
Yeah.
also known as the kicker from The Replacements.
All right. Good movie. Good reference.
Yeah, that guy.
Okay, I'm gonna give it to Reese Ifans too because he actually got to be the Lizard, and I believe, oh well, he actually made the appearance over in the MCU as well.
Oh
So,
yeah,
okay.
that's what, like at both movies when
Yeah.
he's
Okay, that's what you meant.
yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, so then we have Captain George Stacy, played by James Cromwell in the Tobey Maguire movies. James Cromwell, for those of you who don't know, also said, "That'll do, pig, that'll do." Or Dennis Leary, who gave us the song Asshole. It was for some reason a
And the series Rescue Me.
it was for some reason a massive hit in a time where you probably shouldn't have been able to say asshole on the radio.
That's true. I mean, based on how I've been voting with who I like better as an actor, it's Dennis Leary.
Let's see. I'll go with the first dude.
James Cromwell?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe I will be voting for Dennis Leary. I've always enjoyed him as a stand-up and his acting. I find him very funny. Now, this could be an interesting argument because this might be a difficult one for Jeremy to vote on. We have the character of Gwen Stacy, who in the Tobey Maguire movies was played by Bryce Dallas Howard, or in the Andrew Garfield movies by Emma Stone.
Yeah, that is a tough one. Emma Stone for me, slight edge.
Emma Stone.
I believe I'm also going to go Emma Stone, mainly because she had more to work with in the Andrew Garfield movies.
Yeah, that's fine, Nicholas.
That's my story, and sticking to it. Okay, now we have J. Jonah Jameson.
That guy.
I believe we can go ahead and clean sweep this vote, but we have to. We have David White, who played him in the 77 movie. Then when they moved it to a series, he got played by Robert F. Simon, and then J.K. Simmons in all of the Spider-Man movies ever since, and probably ever will.
Yep. Mm-hmm. When he's not selling insurance.
Yeah. You can't think of a more perfect J. Jonah Jameson than J.K. Simmons. Mm-hmm. All right. So that is our Spider-Man universe. But we're going to stay in the general region of Spider-Man, and we're going to talk about Daredevil. Now, point of reference, do you both know about the 1977 Incredible Hulk series?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know that they made a few TV movies after the series ended?
Not so much.
Okay. Multiple times during the run of the Incredible Hulk series, they attempted to do backdoor pilots to bring other Marvel characters.
Oh my.
To do other Marvel characters into TV shows. One of them that they tried was Daredevil. So in the 1977 series, he was played by Rex Smith. Now, Rex Smith only played him as... help me out here. Why am I blanking on Daredevil's real name?
Oh, man.
Okay.
It'll pop in our heads. Keep going.
Yeah, all right. So he only played the attorney in the series because if he had gotten the actual show where he became Daredevil, he would have put on the costume. Then we have the just amazing Ben Affleck movie, where if you watch the director's cut, it's not that bad, but it's still... And then followed up by Charlie Cox. I mean, I feel like I know, but I just to be fair, let's open the voting.
There's a clean sweep for Charlie Cox.
Okay.
I don't want to talk for everybody, but I'll talk for everyone here.
Yeah, he can.
Matt Murdock.
Okay. Matt Murdock. There we go. Did you look that up or did you find
that? No, it just...
Okay.
My brain works in mysterious ways.
Okay. Elektra shows up in the Daredevil movie with Affleck as Jennifer Garner. And then over in the Daredevil series, she's played by Elodie Young. I myself will be voting for Jennifer Garner.
Did she show up in the? She showed up in the movie, right? Before she got her own movie.
Yes. Yeah, she was in. She was in the Daredevil movie where she died. But then they magically re-resurrected her for her own solo movie.
I'm going to vote for Jennifer Garner in the Ben Affleck Daredevil movie, but not as her own standalone movie, because that was trash.
If you want to hear all about that movie, flip over to Moving Panels and listen to me and Laramie wax poetic about that. But that's neither here nor there.
She gets it for her role in Daredevil.
Yes. We're not talking about Electra. We're talking about Daredevil.
She gets it for her role in that movie.
And that is why I'm voting for Jennifer Garner, not all because right. of other reasons.
I'm voting for Helody Dada.
Okay,
well, a defensive tackle from the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes.
Now we're on to Kingpin. In the 77 Hulk series, he's played by John Rhys-Davies.
Look at this dude.
John Rhys-Davies, you know as Gimli from Lord of the Rings. He's a dwarf in Lord of the Rings, but he's not a dwarf in real life. Or
say Gimli looks like me or Nicholas.
Oh, yeah.
He's a professor in the show Sliders. He's played by Michael Clark Duncan in the Daredevil movie, in the Ben Affleck movie, or Vincent D'Onofrio in the Daredevil series.
Jeremy, would you like to?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah. Jeremy's speaking for all of us.
Okay, yeah, that's figured, because I'm going to go to D'Onofrio as well. Okay, then we have the character of Foggy Nelson, who was in who Jon Favreau, who was in a Marvel movie before he started the whole MCU a couple years later,
And the replacements.
and also in The Replacements, so we'll just keep talking about that movie, or Eldon Henson from The Mighty Ducks became and grew up and became Foggy Nelson.
I like, I don't know. I'll have to look. I like Eldon Henson's version of Foggy. That's
Okay.
where I'm going.
Henson.
Is that his name, Eldon Henson?
Yes.
Is this? All
Yeah,
right.
that dude.
All right. I think I'm gonna go Eldon Henson as well, just because mainly speaking, I prefer the Daredevil Netflix series. Okay, then I can't remember if it was just in the deleted scenes or the director's cut, but you had Ellen Pompeo playing Karen Page in the Ben Affleck follow, and then over in the Netflix you have Deborah Ann Woll.
I don't remember Ellen Pompeo. I'll go with Deborah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And then Rosario Dawson's character.
She was on Night
It
Nurse
doesn't
was
matter. We're just
okay.
calling. We're just going to shout out Rosario Dawson.
Okay.
Any reason to.
And then again, mainly because we just talked about the Hulk series, so let's talk about the Hulk himself. I did not know how to separate this character because they were both the same character. So in the 77 series, you had Bill Bixby and Lou Ferrigno. Then you go to the just god awful Eric Bana led movie. Just terrible. So bad. Again, if you want to hear us talk about that one, listen to Moving Panels. Then you have him followed up by Ed Norton, in a only slightly better movie, but an MCU movie. So we're up to the MCU with the Ed Norton movie, and then taken over. And I'm going to go ahead and give my vote away, most excellently by Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, Wisconsin's own Mark Ruffalo.
Mean, not going to take away from Lou Ferrigno and Green Paint, but. For me, when I want to watch the Hulk, I'm going to watch the newer stuff with Mark Ruffalo. So is we going clean sweep on this one, or okay. Is it
That's what
just
I
be
said, Wisconsin's own.
is it just because he's from Wisconsin, or because you actually prefer him?
I prefer him.
Okay, all right. Staying in the Hulk universe, we have
I like him both as the Hulk and as Bruce.
yes, I think he does, All right, so staying in the universe, we have Betty Ross in the terrible Eric Bana movie played by Jennifer Connelly, or Liv Tyler in the Ed Norton movie, and she will apparently be in the new Captain America movie as well, as Betty Ross. So another difficult vote for Jeremy.
An easy vote for, I think, us.
Liv Tyler.
Liv
I don't.
Tyler.
Yeah. Okay. Then we have Sam. Oh no, I'm sorry. I should probably say the name of the character. Thunderbolt Ross, or Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross, Betty Ross's
Who names
father.
their kid Thaddeus these days?
Well, I mean, if your name was Thaddeus, wouldn't you change your name to Thunderbolt as well?
I guess.
All right. So in the terrible Eric Bana movie, you have great Sam Elliott, or he's taken over by William Hurt in the Ed Norton movies, and then. He will be in the future going forward, at least for one more movie, will be played by Harrison Ford. We have not seen Harrison Ford yet, obviously, so it's a little unfair to vote against or for him, but he has been officially signed to take on that role. So
Yeah, I don't think we can vote for Harrison Ford as much as we all like him because we haven't seen it. I'm going Sam Elliott. I don't think he did a better job with the role. I just like Sam Elliott better. I've been voting based on the actors I like better when it comes to some characters, so I'm sticking to it.
William Hurt.
okay. I think I'm going to go Sam Elliott as well, mainly for the probably, I don't know. He's just got the cooler mustache.
Jeremy, you should grow a Sam Elliott like mustache.
Oh
Don't
man, that
think it'll turn out that way.
you don't think you
Where?
could you don't think you could do a Sam Elliott mustache?
It'll look more like
Like he's not allowed to go
guy
to
who,
work.
yeah.
All right, and then you have Glenn Talbot, played by Josh Lucas in the Eric Bana movie, or Adrian Pasdar in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh,
Oh.
Did you watch Heroes when it was on?
No.
Okay. Josh Lucas is the voice of Home Depot. No, you know what? Actually, you know who Josh Lucas is because he's in all those Blumhouse movies.
All right.
Insidious, I think, is the one that he's in. And then Adrian Pazdar, he's in a lot of things, so it's hard for me to remember exactly where you've seen him because I remember him from Heroes and then
What
Agents of
is
S.H.I.E.L.D. So
he in Heroes?
he was one of the two main characters, one of the two brothers. He was like the senator or congressman.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay, yeah.
I
If
got
you saw
nothing.
him, you'd be like, "Oh, that guy."
Oh, that guy.
Oh, that guy.
That guy.
All right. I'm gonna abstain from voting in this one.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know who these people are.
Okay.
Why are you biting me?
All right, I guess then Adrian Pazdar will get the clean sweep because you know what? No. Okay, I guess we're just not going to vote on that one. Because I can't vote because the character wasn't good in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Eric Bana movie was just awful.
All
Okay,
right.
so in the Hulk series, we also are introduced to Thor, played by Eric Allan Kramer. Who you might know, I'm because you two are younger, and he was the father in Good Luck Charlie.
Okay. I
But
don't know what
Thor
that
in the
is.
comic books for a long time had an alter ego, much like the Hulk and everybody else did, when he would change from Thor to a doctor named Donald Blake. So in the Hulk series, he was played by Eric Allan Kramer when he was Thor, or Steve Levitt when he was Donald Blake. So for the same reason, I had a hard time separating Bixby and Ferrigno. Then when they get to the MCU, we've dropped, basically, I think the comic books have dropped Donald Blake altogether, just given up the idea that Thor ever becomes this other guy. So
Yeah,
it's
why
just
would you need
straight.
an alter ego when you're the God of Thunder?
So now he's played by Chris Hemsworth. I'm guessing I know who we're voting for here. Unless for some reason, Jeremy, you want to abstain from this one as well, or.
No, I like Chris Hemsworth.
Okay.
Same.
All right. Then there's Thor. He was played in the first movie. There was a character named Fandral. Thor has a group called like the Marvelous Three or the Fantastic Three or. Not the Fantastic Three, so it must be the Marvelous. I don't know. He's got three guys that hang out with him all the time. One of them was Fandral, and it was played by Josh Dallas. And then, for whatever reason, they got rid of him and brought in Zach Levi for one of the next movies. And then they dropped the character altogether. I think they killed him off. So I think Zach Levi got to do him in like two movies.
I wasn't even two.
I'm pretty sure he was in Dark World and in Ragnarok for a little bit before Hela killed him. But
No.
I'd have to go back and watch it again. I could be wrong about that. So angry basement dwelling nerds, write in, tell me.
I'm going Zachary Levi. Again, slowly based on the actor.
Sure, I'll
Yeah.
go for him too because I feel bad for him right now. This is what we didn't do so well.
Yeah, we'll do a better movie and people will like it. Okay, so
Go back to making more episodes of Chuck.
since we're still kind of in the Spider-Man universe, let's talk about the Fantastic Four. Have any of you watched the Roger Corman produced Fantastic Four movie that was never technically released?
Negative.
Okay. I have seen it, and it is exactly what you expect out of a Roger Corman movie. It is not good, but it's not good in a very fun way. It was one of those movies, it's debated. There's a large group of people who say that Marvel had Roger Corman make it because they didn't want to lose, or not Marvel, but whatever company owned the rights to Fantastic Four, they never actually wanted to release it. They just wanted to make a movie so that they could retain the rights until they could make a better movie. A lot of the people on that made the movie deny that, say that that was never the case. So who do you believe, the production
It's
company or the directors?
all about the he said, she said.
Something like that. So in the 90, it's this 94 movie, it's not hard to find. It's never been officially released, so you can't necessarily go buy it at I'd say you can't go to Best Buy and buy it, but I don't know if you can go to Best Buy and buy anything DVD related anymore. If you want to watch it, it's on YouTube, I'm pretty sure. It's not hard to find. But you have Reed Richards, played by Alex Hyde-White. Then we go over to the, we'll just call them the Jessica Alba movies because I don't know a better way to say them. You have Ian Gruffudd.
Just the Fantastic Four.
Then you have the fan, as Justin likes to refer to it, as the fan four stick, played in such an awful movie and played so terrible, Miles Teller. And then, as of yet, we have only had one appearance from the Fantastic Four, and he was only in it for a brief minute, but he was there. You had John Krasinski play Reed Richards in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
And that one appearance is all it takes for him to get my vote.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not going to disagree with you, and I really hope that he stays fan Mr. Fantastic, but I don't know for a fact because I'm hearing a lot of rumors, but
Oh,
unsubstantiated at this
who's
point.
rumored? Who's rumored?
A lot, so many different people. It's just like, I mean, I think maybe you were rumored at one point.
I don't think I would be Mr. Fantastic. I'd be
I just, I mean,
some kind of Sasquatch-like creature.
right, so I'm gonna go.
Dust Martin Short off and have him do it.
All right, so what are you thinking, Jeremy?
Miles Teller, I think.
Okay, not where I thought that was happening, but all right, I'm gonna go John Krasinski as well, just because I feel like that's our hope that the MCU will finally get the character of Mr. Fantastic done right. Okay, so now we're over to Sue Richards, the Invisible Woman. You have Rebecca Staub in the Corman movie, Jessica Alba in the Jessica Alba movies, oddly enough. Kate Mara, who, while a good actor, didn't know what she was doing in that movie and has yet to make an MCU appearance. So we're just at those three.
All right, Jessica Alba it is. Unless Jeremy has a change of opinion.
Okay, all
No,
right.
no, 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 no.
All right, then we have Johnny Storm, the Human Torch, Jay Underwood, Chris Evans, who will show back up again on this list, and then Michael B. Jordan.
Oilers.
Michael B. Jordan. I forgot about that. Oh, man.
I do believe this will not be the only time I'm voting for Chris Evans, but I'm voting for Chris Evans.
They're both bad.
Oh yeah, I mean they're not. It's you're picking, between the lesser of two evils here, really. I mean,
I mean, Chris Evans has done what, three, four different comic book characters?
yeah, because I don't know if he'll show back up in the DC realm, but I mean he's done two Marvel characters, and then I know a couple of like
I know two independents like Scott Pilgrim and the Losers.
okay, and then he was also yeah, so those two. And I don't want to say there was another one in there somewhere. But Chris Evans likes doing comic movies, apparently. But
Might as well give it to Chris Evans, even though Michael B. Jordan's done too, hasn't he?
yes, because he was Killmonger and this one. I mean, and I'm not taking away from Michael B. Jordan because he is a
No, he's a he,
fantastic actor. I mean, watch Creed to see how good he is. But Fan4Stick is just a steaming pile of dog shit.
it's Chris Evans. I
Okay.
tried talking myself into someone else. Didn't work.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Chris
Clean
Evans.
sweep there. And I'm going to assume that when we finally get a Fantastic Four movie in the MCU, all of these votes will change to whoever's over there. But we'll have to redo this episode again in a couple years. All right, Ben Grimm, The Thing, Michael Bailey Smith, which is actually probably the best part of the Roger Corman movie. Still, probably not enough for me to vote for it, but probably the best part. Michael Chiklis in the Alba movies are Jamie Bell, the tiny little dancer boy from that dancer movie.
That's oddly specific of you. I like Michael Chiklis.
Haven't seen him in anything in a while, but I do like Michael Chiklis a lot. And I thought his performance as Thing was spot on.
Luke still was corny.
I'm watching a clip from the 94 one of The Thing, and I'm going to have to vote for that one.
Okay, I mean you're not wrong. I mean it is fun. It is
It's pretty ridiculous.
Okay, now we have Dr. Doom, played by Joseph Culp in the first one, Julian McMahon in the album movies, and then Toby Kebbell in the awful one.
Julian McMahon.
Yeah.
All right. Clean sweep it is.
Any relation to Ed?
Or Jim?
I did not research it, how he might or might not be related to any of the other McMahons throughout history.
Or Vince?
Yeah, I'm assuming not, because I'm pretty sure Julian McMahon is British and none of the rest of them are, but that doesn't mean they can't be related. All right, so now tangentially sticking in the Spider-Man universe, we'll go into the world of Punisher. We have in 1989, we have, for some reason, Dolph Lundgren playing the Punisher. Then we have Thomas Jane playing him in one movie. Then we have Ray Stevenson playing him in Warzone. And then John Bernthal over in the Netflix series.
See, I kind of wish this one would be harder than it is. Like, I really liked the Thomas Jane movie. I know a lot of people didn't. I'm a fan of Dolph Lundgren just based on his other work. But John Bernthal killed that role.
Yeah.
I do like Thomas Jane's work, though.
What's the Ray Stevenson one? Warzone?
Yeah,
Warzone.
Punisher Warzone.
I must not have even seen that one.
I think I like Punisher Warzone more than I like just Punisher, the one with Thomas Jane. But I'm going to agree with Justin. I mean, John Bernthal just did so good as Punisher.
The soundtrack in Warzone is better than the soundtrack in the other ones.
True, but we're not voting on soundtracks on this particular episode. Maybe we'll do one on that, but
I'm going to vote for Thomas Jane.
okay.
That was a good one.
All right. And then we have the character of Microchip, aka the guy in the van, played by Wayne Knight in the Punisher Warzone movie, or Eben Moss Bacharach in the Netflix series.
Just the Punisher series. Because I always think of that scene where Punisher's like eating whatever that rations and the guy just pulls out the sandwich.
This is a
Isn't
Netflix series?
that, yeah, isn't that in there? Have
Okay,
you got
yeah.
through that?
It's been a while since I've watched it, so I'd have to remind myself of it, I think. I only ever watched the first season.
Yeah, he's eating like a nice fancy ass sandwich and his just reason for not making him one is because he didn't ask.
I like Wayne Knight. I enjoy him as Newman or from Jurassic Park. So mainly because I honestly have a hard time picturing who Ebon Moss Bacharach is. I'm going Wayne Knight.
It's his fault the dinosaurs got out. Unforgivable.
I'm gonna go Netflix series guy.
Okay. All right, then we have the character of Jigsaw. Now, just before you get all excited, this is not the same Jigsaw from the Saw
I'm
movies. This is
still
not.
gonna be voting for Tobin Bell, anyways.
We have Dominic West in the Punisher Warzone movie, or Ben Barnes in the Netflix series.
Or Jeremy's right in.
Our Jeremy's right
Tobin
in.
Bell.
Open that.
Jigsaw.
I'd go with Ben Barnes. Barnes, Burns, Barnes.
Ben
Whatever. I don't like
Barnes.
anything about Warzone except for the soundtrack.
Okay.
Ben Barnes. Ben Barnes. Yes.
You
Give me
know
some of that Ben Barnes.
Just because I don't feel like looking it up, I will just give it to Ben Barnes and clean sweep it. All right. Now we're getting a little further away from Spider-Man, but we're still hanging out in that world. Blade.
There's only one blade.
There are three Blades. There's Wesley Snipes, who did
Just
him in
one.
three movies. We have Sticky Fingers playing him in Blade the series, which was a continuation of the movies.
What?
And we will be getting Mahershala Ali.
I don't know who that guy is.
If you saw him, you would know who he is. You'd be like, that guy. But he will be Blade upcoming. So again, kind of hard to vote for him because we haven't seen the movie yet.
Jeremy's still trying to look up this series.
Yeah.
Blade the series. This. It was when Spike TV was trying to do somehow got a bunch of money that it and started spending money it didn't have. And it was like, we're gonna create one show. Hey, I canceled that for 1 year because Spike couldn't afford to keep it on the air. It wasn't that the ratings weren't there, it was just that
they Spike blew their budget.
Yeah, Spike as a network really kind of suffered. I did enjoy the series, but come on. I mean,
there's one Blade.
Sticky Fingers.
That is not the one.
Is it a clean sweep for Blade? Yeah. Okay, all right.
He might have sticky fingers, but he's not stealing this vote.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Now we're getting quite a bit further away from the Spider-Man stuff, and we're going to get to Howard the Duck. Now, Howard the Duck was voiced by Chip Zine in the movie. I do not remember the name of the gentleman who played him in the costume, but so I didn't look that up. But he was also voiced by Seth Green in his couple of random seconds, second of couple of appearances in the two MCU appearances that he has made so far.
Chip Zine.
I'm going to Seth Green.
Okay. I'm also going.
He wasn't in it very long, but I like him better as an actor because I don't know anything else about this Chip Zane guy.
He does a lot of voices that you're definitely aware of. I just couldn't tell you what they are off the top of my head.
Seth Green does a lot of voices I'm aware of too.
Yeah. I'm going to go Chip just because I don't think Seth Green has done enough with Howard the Duck yet to justify it.
But John Krasinski's done enough with Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, well, yeah, I didn't definitely. Say I'm going to.
Yeah.
I didn't say I'm going to yeah. vote. I'm not voting consistently. I'm just, it's how I feel on that particular character.
All right.
Now, Captain America has been played by a lot of people that we didn't know about until just recently. Because I think we've talked about some of this stuff when we did our Marvel bracket. But we have Dick Purcell playing him in the 44 serials.
Good old Dick.
Reb Brown playing him in the 79 TV movies. They did a couple of them. Matt Salinger played him in the 1990 movie. And then obviously Chris Evans.
It's obviously Chris Evans.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's got to be my vote.
Okay, so Chris Evans gets to clean sweep two different characters on this one. Then Red Skull, one of Captain America's longtime villains. We have Scott Paulin in the 90 movie. Hugo Weaving in at least one of the in Captain America the First Avenger. I don't know if he showed back up. I don't think he didn't show back up again. And I guess he got mad about some stuff. So Ross Marquand, the guy from Walking Dead, took over for Red Skull in Infinity War and Endgame.
I'm voting for Hugo.
Hugo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm also going to vote for Hugo because they hired Ross Marquand to do him because he is a talented voice actor and impressionist. So they hired him because they knew he could do an impression of Hugo Weaving. So basically they just slapped him in a costume and said, here, do your best Hugo Weaving voice.
Perfect. Don't get mad at us. We voted for him.
All right. And then let's see. Let's test Jeremy's memory banks here. Nick Fury. Did you know until or did you remember that Nick Fury was played by David Hasselhoff in a 1998 TV movie?
No.
Or Samuel motherfucking Jackson and everything else.
Up. Yeah, Sam Jackson and everything else.
I will
David
say that
Hasselhoff.
the classic David Hasselhoff movie, Nick Fury looks exactly like he does prior to like 2001, 2002 comic books. Like, you know, the old school, like the original Captain or Nick Fury, like David Hasselhoff looks like that. But Sam Jackson is just so much better.
Yeah. What network was this on?
Fox, I think.
That's crazy. Interesting.
Was it just called Nick Fury? I think it might have been called Sergeant Fury, actually. No, okay, not Sergeant Fury. Nick Fury.
Riveting. Riveting radio.
Well, you should have seen how much editing I had to do on the last episode, but
someone's selling the DVD of it on Amazon for $120.
Sounds like $119 too much.
I'd say so.
Okay, it is called Nick Fury, Agents of Shield, Agent of Shield.
Oh.
And it was on, it was Fox, I was right. Oh, also it was supposed to be a backdoor pilot, but it didn't work. It Ew. Just
backdoor pilot sounds like an interesting movie.
The backdoor pilot.
We know what that's about.
If you don't take it dirty, a lot of shows have backdoor pilots.
Oh my. Stop it.
Okay. Well, I cannot find it in Just Watch, so I don't know if anybody's currently streaming it, but I'm voting Sam Jackson.
If you got yourself $120 though, you can buy it on Amazon.
I don't think I want I saw it back when it was on TV in 98. Like I seem to remember watching it when I was in college, like, hey, they're doing a Nick Fury movie.
Interesting.
Don't hassle the Hoff.
Whoa, really? Not how I saw that going at all. I figured for I almost put down the mark for the clean sweep, but all right, well,
he really, you know, I don't know. I've had a soft spot for him ever since the cheeseburger video.
Did you ever watch that Netflix movie Killing Hasselhoff?
No.
Oh, it's stupid, but it's funny. Like I think Ken Jeong is in it. It's I don't know. It's anyway, Justin, did you vote for Sam Jackson?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Then we have Contessa Valentina Allegra de Fontaine.
Wow.
I had to write that whole name down because I never would have remembered it. Played by Lisa Rinna in the same Nick Fury movie with David Hasselhoff. Are taken over by Julie Louise Dreyfus as a couple of appearances in some MCU movies and some of the MCU shows. And will have a much larger, bigger role upcoming in the Thunderbolts. But we have seen her in I think we've seen her in three different things so far in the MCU. So.
Has it been three? I can think of two.
I know she was in Black Widow, and I want to say she was in. I know she was in the Falcon Winter Soldier show, and I want to say she showed up.
Two, I remember.
I want to say she showed up somewhere else, but I don't. Again, angry basement dwelling nerds can write in and tell me where I'm wrong, but I think there's a third one that I'm blanking on right now.
Gotcha. Well, I'll give my vote to The New Adventures of Old Christine.
All right.
Yeah. I'll give it out to Elaine.
All right, then.
Elaine Bennett.
Well, Saturday Night Live's own Julie Louise Dreyfus will get the clean sweep for that character.
All right.
All right, then. Now we have War Machine, played by Terrence Howard for one movie until he got too big for his britches and got stupid. So he got fired, and they brought in Don Cheadle.
Excellent replacement.
All right, so clean sweep for Don Cheadle then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we have Howard Stark, good old Tony's father. And the first movie was played by Gerard Sanders. And then in Iron Man 2 going forward in several other movies, we have John Slattery. But then for some strange reason, at the exact same time, and sometimes in the same movie, you have Dominic Cooper playing Howard Stark.
I'm not sure.
He was in
I can't picture who any of these people are, so I might just give it to DB Cooper.
Dominic Cooper was in Preacher. He played the role of Preacher.
Didn't watch it.
Okay. He was in a bunch of other things, but John Slattery was in Mad Men and kind of older.
Didn't watch it.
Gerard Sanders, I can't place him. So where you're gonna vote Dominic Cooper?
Yeah. Hopefully his middle name starts with a B.
I'll do the one from Iron Man 1.
Okay, Gerard Sanders it is. All right. You know what? Just to be different, I'm going to vote John Slattery, and I think this is the first time that all three of us will have voted differently.
Okay.
I don't think that happened at all last week. All right. Now, what if I told you in 1978 they made I believe, a TV movie for Doctor Strange?
We would say never heard of it.
Okay, well, they did. And Peter Hooton played Doctor Strange himself.
I bet that
Oh my God.
Oh. And then was taken over by Benedict Cumberbatch in the MCU himself. So,
Give it up to the cringe.
well, Elementary, my dear Watson, I'm also voting for Benedict Cumberbatch.
Though I remember falling asleep during the first one in theaters.
I think we both did, quite honestly, but I've watched it since, and I was wrong to have fallen asleep. It must have just been a bad time for us to go see that movie.
Was an early showing, too.
I mean, I guess that does technically mean we both slept together because we saw that movie together.
Whoa. Yikes.
Wow.
I just don't know if we slept at the same time, though. I wasn't like keeping track, and that was a long time ago at this point.
Just stop talking.
Peter
What do
Hooton.
You're voting Peter Hooton?
It's a great costume.
Okay.
He looks like a porn star.
There's a backdoor pilot.
Yeah.
All right, then you have Morgan Le Fay, played by Jessica Walter in the 78 movie. Jessica Walter being from Arrested Development, or a voice on Archer.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Archer's
Or
mom.
there's a show called The Runaways that Hulu did that is, I'm not sure if the MCU is claiming it just yet or they're ignoring it altogether. But Elizabeth Hurley will have played that character in The Runaways.
Elizabeth Hurley gets my vote.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. Probably got to give it up to Arrested Development. Lady.
Archer's mom.
Honestly, I thought that we were going to go that way for Justin as well, but
Voice as a voice actor, I'd give it up to her.
I will also vote for Elizabeth Hurley because she has really good talents. Okay, then there's a character named Clea who, all right, this one's a little weird, a little hard to explain. When she was in the movie, she went by the name Anna Marie Martin, but apparently afterwards changed her name to Edie Benton. Edie Benton being. So I had to put both names down because I didn't quite know what was going on there. Are played very quickly in Multiverse of Madness by Charlize Theron.
Charlize.
Okay, clean sweeper. Charlize, it is. In that same movie with Peter Hooton, we had Clyde
Who?
Cusata, or the character of Wong, was played by Clyde Cusata. See, I'm editing these things now. I can fix my fuck ups, which now I can't because I just made that joke. Or played by Benedict Wong, who I think got the job just because of his name. But he
Oh,
has done really good with it.
you gotta go Wong.
I'm a big fan of Wong.
Even on fourth and short, go Wong.
Okay, all right. Now we're into the X-Men universe, where things get weird and
You didn't
difficult.
vote, Nicholas.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was pretty clear that I was voting for Benedict Wong. All right.
I was hoping for a better pun, but all right, move on.
If I can't be, if I
No,
can't be
no,
right, I'll
no.
be wrong. All right. I'll just,
You.
I'll listen back to that last episode. I edited all kinds of stuff. All right. All right. So I tried to break it down into X-Men 1 through 3, First Class, Days of Future Past, or Apocalypse, or the Wolverine, Deadpool, other stuff. Obviously, there is some crossover in Days of Future Past between the two, and then certain characters just kind of stay and take over. But we'll start with Magneto. And I do wonder if the whole X-Men series here is going to be where we actually have some actual argument. X-Men 1 through 3, we have Ian McKellen playing
Yes.
Magneto, and then he's taken over by Michael Fassbender. So are we voting Gandalf or Fassbender?
Ian McKellen.
Yeah, Ian McKellen.
All right, clean sweep there. And it's probably not even worth talking about this one, but because it's going to be a clean sweep, I would assume. Patrick Stewart playing Professor X or James McAvoy?
That's more debatable.
Is it now?
I liked McAvoy's professor. I mean, Patrick Stewart fits the role perfectly, but I didn't hate McAvoy as professor.
I mean, I didn't hate Fassbender as Magneto, and I didn't. I mean, I did hate some of those first, some of those X-Men movies, but Apocalypse and Phoenix and whatnot,
Yeah, true.
but I just, again, I guess when I think Professor X, I think Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with Patrick Stewart. But I thought it was worth mentioning James McAvoy's character. Give him some credit, just like I did with Andrew Garfield.
Patrick Stewart.
This one will be fun to debate. Mystique, Rebecca Romijn, or Jennifer Lawrence?
Ooh, Jeremy, start us off.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Rebecca Romijn.
I will also go Rebecca Romijn.
Making an appearance in another comic book movie.
What other ones did she do?
Punisher with Thomas Jane.
Oh, that's right.
And so did another character that was in that, the guy with all the piercings. He appeared in another Marvel movie.
Oh. Well,
I'm gonna have to look that up because I can't remember which one it was.
I didn't put people who had appeared in multiple Marvel movies. I just put same characters.
Jeremy, are you on that?
Kinda.
Perfect.
All right, now we're on to Beast. Yeah, I think he's looking up something else right now. We are on to Beast with Kelsey Grammer or Nicholas Holt.
Or Jimmy from YouTube.
Right, go. I'm gonna probably go with Nicholas Holt.
Nicholas Holt, yeah.
I surprisingly will go give Nicholas Holt a clean sweep, and not just because we share the same first name. I think he did a better job as Beast. All right, Jean Grey. We have Famke Janssen in the original
Famke?
movies, and
Oh
then
my
we have
God.
so then we have Sophie Turner over on the other ones.
The one from Lord of the Rings.
Game of
Game of
Thrones.
Thrones. Jesus. Now I'm having mess ups.
She was Sansa Stark, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go Famke. No. I'll go Sansa Stark.
All right.
Changed it up.
Well, I am gonna go Famke Janssen.
Famke Janssen.
Right. Then my least favorite Marvel character, Cyclops. We have James Marsden in the first movies, or Ty Sheridan in the rest of them. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Or Tim Pocock in the Wolverine movie.
Can't forget that.
Yeah. Let's go with the second one.
Ty Sheridan?
Yeah. He got more points of it.
Ty Sheridan, heir to the Sheridan Hotel
Yeah.
fortune.
Except for I'm fairly certain it's spelled very differently.
Some people are just dyslexic.
I'm gonna go James Marsden.
These are okay.
because I like the X-Men movies and Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, yes.
All right, then. Storm. Halle Berry in the first three, or Alexandra Shipp in the other series?
Halle Berry. I don't want to talk about her other roles, but Halle Berry.
We'll be talking about Halle Berry again next series, because she will be popping back up on that list.
Yes.
Alexandra Shipp.
Okay. Do you know what happens to you when you don't vote for her? Or do you know what happens when you don't vote for her when she strikes you with lightning? The same thing, everything that else happens when you get struck by lightning and you get a terrible line from a movie that makes no sense. But I'm still voting for Halle Berry.
Right.
All right. Nightcrawler, played by Alan Cumming in the first three X-Men movies, or Cody Smit McPhee in the other one?
Oh boy, that's some bad jokes in there.
Well, we are an NSFW podcast, so if you've got them, and plus we've already made a ton of bad jokes as it is, so.
That's true. You gotta keep coming.
Yeah, I
All
think
right.
I'm gonna be coming as well.
I will be going, but I'm still voting for Cumming. All right, now we have the character of Angel, played by Ben Hardy in one of the three X-Men movies. I then followed up and then changed over to Ben Foster. Apparently, if you're going to play Angel, you're only allowed to be named Ben, but you got Ben Hardy or Ben Foster.
Ben Foster's the one from The Punisher, the one who had all the piercings that gets ripped out.
Okay.
That Ben Foster gets my vote. Make it another appearance.
Ben Foster.
Okay. I'll give it a clean sweep because I think he had a lot more to do in the other ones. All right. So now we have Quicksilver. Basically, being played at the same time. You've got Evan Peters in the Days of Future Past, and I think Apocalypse as well. I can't remember. Or Aaron Taylor Johnson over in Age of Ultron.
Evan Peters.
Yeah.
Because he's got that whole scene where he's, what is it, time in a bottle?
Yes.
Yeah. Just that scene. That scene does it.
Now we've got Dan. The character of Colossus, who's one of my favorite characters, more so in like all Ultimate Alliance video games, hasn't really done
When he
well in
just
that.
when he just throws Wolverine.
Oh, yeah, or you can just pick people up and throw them off the map altogether. But hasn't really done well. I will say I think I know who I'm voting for here. But we have Daniel Cudmore in the first three X-Men movies. Or then he moves over to the Deadpool universe when you get him played by Stefan Kapsic. Kapasic. Kapasin. I should probably learn how to pronounce these people's names, and I do apologize to every single one of them that I've mispronounced. It's not enough for me to actually learn the pronunciations.
I'm going to go with Capsaicin because his role was hot.
Oh. Yeah, again, spelled very differently, but I got where you're going with that. I'm going to vote for Capsaicin as well, because I think his character is so much better in the Deadpool movies.
Sure.
All right, then we have William Stryker. We have Brian Cox in the first three movies, Josh Hellman in the middle three movies, or Danny Houston in Wolverine.
I can't picture what any of these characters look like. So I just want to say, Houston, we have a problem because it's always helmets.
Brian
The
Cox.
look on Nicholas's face.
Brian Cox would be. He's currently on a show called Succession. He was in The Pretender. He's one of those old guys that if you saw him, you'd be like, "Oh, that guy. I know that guy."
There's a lot of that in this episode.
Yeah.
You know what you saw.
Josh Hellman, I can't identify. I honestly don't know what else he's been in. I don't. I mean, maybe if I saw his picture. And then Danny Houston, man, he's another one of those. Him and Brian Cox are one of like he's just in so much stuff. If you know, to beat a dead horse, if you saw him, you'd be like, oh,
Right.
I know who Danny Houston is.
Well, I've always preferred Miracle Whip anyway, so I'll change my vote to Houston.
Okay.
Let's see. I usually like to keep my thoughts about Cox close to myself here, but I'll vote for Cox.
I'm also going to vote for Cox, but that's because I actually enjoy his portrayal as William Stryker, not because I'm making a dirty joke. Now yes. We have the character of Psylocke in a blank if you missed her cameo in one of the three first movies. You have My Melancon. Or Olivia Munn.
She might have ruined Roger's career, but she didn't ruin that role. Olivia Munn.
All right, so clean sweep for her then.
Ah.
All right.
That's heck of the show. Big shout out for her performance as a host and a person that likes to jump into substances in a maid outfit. Good honor.
Okay. Now I seem to have missed up my... Okay, no, I didn't. I'm just having a hard time seeing. Okay, all right. The character of Emma Frost, the White Queen herself, January Jones. Look her up, Jeremy.
I know who she is.
Okay.
I'm well aware.
Or in... There was a... In 96, Fox tried to do a X-Men series. So they created a show called Generation X that was not related to the X-Men, but they used a lot of X-Men characters, and she was played by Finolis Hughes.
Hmm.
We're going to go ahead and clean sweep January Jones for this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
You may do that.
All right. Then the character of Banshee, he was played by Caleb Landry Jones in one of those first class Days of Future Past movies, or... And I spelled Jeremy wrong. I apologize for that. Jeremy Ratchford in the Generation X movie.
How dare you?
Gonna have to go for the first one.
Caleb Landry Jones?
Yeah, because I never even heard of the other one until just
okay.
now.
Okay. I'm gonna.
Caleb Landry Jones.
All right, so clean like sweep.
Quarterback.
Okay, now we have Blink.
Blink.
Played by. Fawn Bing Bing in the, I think Days of Future Past is when she shows up. Or Jamie Chung in a show called The Gifted.
Where are you going, Nicholas? You haven't voted first in a while.
I think I'm going to go Jamie Chung, even though I didn't watch The Gifted very much. I just think, I don't remember if Fawn Bing Bing did very much.
Classic.
I'm gonna have to go with Bing Bing. It's just fun to say.
Yeah, I think Fawn Bing Bing did a bang up job.
All right. Do you guys have your sheet open right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong here because I think I'm looking at my sheet wrong. All right, we're gonna talk about Kitty Pryde.
Meow.
Samula K in X1, Katie Stewart in X2, and then Ellen Page in X3, Days of Future Past. Is that what you're seeing there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't have any other line because I'm confused as to, okay, never mind. I think I got my papers a little bit out of line when I was taping them together.
Yes, those are the three.
Okay.
This is another character I don't remember at all.
She had a much bigger role in Days of X3 and then Days of Future Past, which is why I think Elliot Page will get my vote for that. Just because I'm pretty sure that in X1 and X2 is barely more than cameos.
All right. Works for me.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. And then one of my least favorite X-Men characters up there with Cyclops, we got Jubilee. We have, and they try to put her in everything. So there's four characters for Jubilee. We've got Katrina Florence in the first movie, Kia Wong in X2 and X3, Lana Condor in Apocalypse, and then Heather McComb in that show, The Gifted.
I'm just gonna go Ki Wong. Two bites of the apple. Must have done something right. Jeremy,
First,
do you like Wong?
I sometimes like Wong, but I'm gonna be voting for the one from the first X-Men.
Okay. All right. And then just so that we can be a little bit different, I'm gonna go Lana Condor from Apocalypse.
Flights of
Unless
the Conchord, I guess.
I do like Flight to the Conchord. All right, so there we go. There we have it. That is our Marvel list. That's all the characters I could think of. I tried. There are so many Marvel characters, and it was so much of just going back and forth on Wikipedia and IMDb pages, trying to go through each list, going, oh, and then remembering, or then like going and watching a movie and going, okay, now I need to go home and add this to the list. So hopefully I didn't miss anybody, but once again, I do have an overarching plan, and I might have a second plan, but we'll get there. I'm not sure how I feel about that second plan that was just given to me, but I do have an overarching goal with this. We'd like to hold on to that to the till we get to the end of the DC episode. Yes.
Yes,
Still okay. All right then.
I thought that was a statement, not a question.
Okay, I'm sorry. I guess I should have been a little more clear there.
I'm distracted.
All right. Well then, again, I think we're going to skip our normal, like, what have we watched this week segment, unless anybody has anything they like have just a burning desire to talk about.
I don't think so.
No.
Okay. All right then. Well, 1970s, you desperately tried to start the MCU early with Spider-Man and Hulk and so many other characters, but you failed miserably. So just remember when they got it right in the 1990s, and even more so in the 2010s, 20s, whatever, when the MCU started, just remember 1970s, the stupid never walked alone.
Comic books have been around for almost a century, and in the last two decades, we've finally gotten to see many of these characters brought to life in movies and on TV. On the Moving Panels podcast, we discuss movies and TV shows based on, inspired by, and adapted from the world of comic books. Join me and my guests as we discuss both the good and the bad from Marvel, DC, and even some of the lesser-known comic book companies. Learn what is and isn't from the comics, as well as our nerdy review of the movie or show. New episodes drop every Monday, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. So join us for Moving Panels, and I'll see you on the other side of the page.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and listen to an 80s flick flashback podcast once in a while, you could miss it. Do you love movies of a certain age? Do you miss the days of VHS tapes, VCRs, and the video rental stores? Does the thought of another 80s movie being remade seem inconceivable? My name is Tim Williams. I'm the creator and host of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. On each episode, I'm joined by guest co-host to discuss one of the many movies released in the 1980s. We share our first-time watch memories, our favorite scenes, and even learn some behind-the-scenes stories about the cast and crew along the way. New episodes are released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting platform. So make like a tree, get out of here, and go listen to an excellent episode of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. The ad is over. Go home. Go.